What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Right State of Mind podcast. It is your host, Charlie, back for another week. Last episode of the relationship series. I hope y'all excited because we're gonna try to end it with a bang here. Andrew, what's up, my man? How you doing?
What's going on, Charlie? Doing well. Excited, like you said, for the last episode of the relationship series to get on with our boy Tomba here, saving the best for last, giving us all the insight today.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, people, we got a special one for y'all, because as the loyal listeners heard last week, we had Miss Paige on here, and she was sharing her perspective of navigating a marriage. So we're going to hear the other side of the story today.
Here we go.
So y'all hear that voice. So as I promised last episode, we got Mr. Tomba here. He is Paige's husband. So Tomba, what's up, my man? How you doing?
Doing great, man. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to chop it up with you guys today.
Oh, yeah, man. We are excited. The same thing I was telling Paige, man. It's so funny and kind of weird to talk with y'all about this, because when we first met, none of this was in the picture. This is a whole different life now that's going on.
Oh, completely different life, man. I mean, you're talking years later, a couple kids later. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey, I would say. So,
yeah, man, it has been quite a journey. We met a long time ago, and it's funny now. We are here in 2024, just like you said. We got years, kids in the picture.
It may look like I'm crying, but I just touched my eye when I just got done eating a little bit ago. So don't worry about that.
Hey, man, you can be honest. People, he is getting emotional already. He's going to talk about his marriage. He is just such a good guy. He's getting emotional already.
Oh, you know it.
I'm just kidding. But before we jump into it, man, I will give you a chance to introduce yourself to the people, man, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So my name is Tomba Moreno. As Charlie said, I've known Charlie for about, 6-7 years now?
Yeah, man.
I was born in West Africa, grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, moved to Charlotte in 2016. Occupation, I've been in the fitness industry since 2011. So, I mean, I've kind of, you know, seen it all when it comes to that realm of things and how people, you know, need to take care of themselves and what people need to do. So I'm very passionate about helping people and kind of just making sure that, you know, people are on the right track to take care of themselves. So in a nutshell, I'm a father of two beautiful daughters. So enjoying fatherhood. We have a 5-month-old. So, yeah, that's it for me, man. That's kind of who I am, I guess, at this point in my life. So,
yeah. Well, we appreciate that, man. And since you love to help people, we're hoping you can give some people some wisdom today and help them about this marriage life, man.
Sure.
So. we appreciate you. So we're gonna jump right in, and I'll start kind of the same place I started with your wife here, man. So when you think about marriage, what do you believe are like the important ingredients to have a successful marriage, you would say?
Yeah, that's a million-dollar question, right? So for me, you know, I'm sure a lot of people expect to hear communication, right? That's the buzzword that everyone uses. But for me, I would say it's understanding. Right. Understanding, I think, leads to good communication at some point. So you got to understand, you know, people's background, people's triggers, what pushes people's buttons. I think once you understand that, then the communication piece comes into it. Right. So if I understand where my wife is coming from, instead of me just responding just to respond, I can kind of process things, think about it, be like, OK, she's been through this scenario before. So I have to be more delicate with the answer I'm giving to make sure that we get to a point where we both can say, OK, we have an understanding now. Let's move forward. So for me, I would say understanding is kind of the umbrella of it, and then communication kind of falls under it. So that's what I think is probably, for me, the most important piece of starting off, you know, in a relationship and kind of maintaining in a relationship.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I did not expect you to say that, but I definitely loved that you said that. I think that's a great answer, especially coming from a husband's side of view, because this is a thing that I always feel. You know, for a lot of men, I think that's an important thing, because kind of what I said in the last episode, I think a lot of people, we struggle with people that we don't necessarily understand, or they don't do things the way that we may do it. And for a lot of guys, for instance, so for me as a therapist, like, obviously, women are more in touch with their emotions than most men. Not every man, but like most men, I would say women are more so in touch with their emotions. So a lot of times what I see is, let's say you have a guy who's not really like emotional or not really like all about the emotional side. And let's say you get you're dating or married to a woman, and that's the case. Like, a lot of times what you're going to see is a butting heads of sorts. So was that the case for you when you say that, like, for maybe an earlier in the relationship or something like that, like you had to really understand like the way that she processes or navigates through things for y'all to kind of, you know, be on the same page?
Yeah. everything I'm going to tell you is from experience, right? So when we first started dating, you got to think, we come from two different backgrounds, right? We grew up two different, completely different ways. So things that were serious to her, I looked at as petty at times, right? And we'll get into scenarios where, like, she'll say something or she'll feel a certain way, and I'm just laughing, like, really? That's what you're mad about? Not understanding that, hey, look, maybe there's something there that's given this emotion from her, right? So she said something to me years ago. She was like, look, sometimes I just want you to just listen to me. I don't want a response. That hit different when she said that, right? So I processed that, took it in, and I'm like, you know what? She may be right. Certain things to me, because I had a little bit tougher background, tougher upbringing than she did, certain things to me are not a big deal because I've dealt with a lot of things that were what I consider to be serious scenarios, right? So when she's complaining or when she's feeling emotional about certain things that I necessarily don't see being a big deal, I'm kind of doing myself and her an injustice, right? So for our relationship to move forward and to become stronger, I had to learn to say, you know what? Be sensitive in what she's feeling, right? Listen to her, and maybe you might actually learn something. And lo and behold, over the years, that's exactly what happened, right? So I started kind of figuring out what the triggers are, what to stay away from, certain things not to do, and how to properly communicate. I mean, I'll still tell her how I feel about things, but my approach is a bit different now, right? So it might be a scenario where it's like, hey, let me sit down and really think about how I want to say this instead of just jumping to the gun and saying what I feel. Or when she says something, take it in, process it, and then respond. So over the years, we've seen that kind of blossom. And I think, I mean, she will tell you the same thing. We've gotten to a place where we're still getting our tiffs, right? That's every relationship, but it's not blowouts, right? We've had blowouts in the past, right? We've had scenarios where something small led to a bigger issue. And maybe that's also because we were kind of just holding in our feelings and not really communicating. We didn't know how to communicate with each other, right? But as we learn, when things happen, we address it and we move forward. We address it and we move forward. And that just comes from, like I said earlier, from that understanding piece of it, right? I understand that she is more emotional than I am. I'm a little callous at times, so I've got to learn to kind of meet somewhere in the middle, right? So I'll say that's kind of like how the relationship grew for us over the years, and it was kind of just understanding, listening, and responding with empathy, responding with a little bit of sensitivity, right? So,
yeah, I think that's important. How long did that take you?
Oh, man. So we started dating in 2011. I would say it took to about 2016. So we've had our fair share of blowouts to where, you know, we've been in scenarios where friends would just get up and leave. Uh-oh, here they go again, right? So, but we've had to learn over the years, like, hey, look, like, this is not going to work if we don't know how to talk to each other, right? It's not going to work if we don't know how to kind of meet in the middle. I'm still going to feel the way I feel. You can still feel the way you feel, but at least we can say, hey, look, she feels this way because of X, Y, and Z. I may not agree, but I accept it, right? So we got to the point where that, I think that's what we call maturity, right? As time goes along, we learn to mature within our relationship, and we learn how to mature as individuals, right? So as you grow as an individual, I think, you know, the team aspect just becomes even that much better, so.
Yeah, and, like, that's an awesome thing, too, because I think that's a hard thing, because you say from 2011 to 2016, that's 5 years. I mean, there are so many times where you see that can tear two people apart. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't understand each other, or they get to a place where they're so frustrated with it that they're just like, you know what, screw it. This isn't something I want to deal with. So for y'all to be able to fight through that, I think that's just an awesome thing for y'all, especially in the beginning, because I feel like everybody expects, like, relationships to be this fairy tale where you all get along, is everything's nice and easy, and then you quickly see, like, I always say this, even the best relationships are hard. Like, I don't think relationships are just easy. I think it's hard no matter if it's great, if it's not. I think it's hard around across the board. So for y'all to be able to fight through it, I think, you know, that's an awesome thing for y'all.
Yeah, I'll use the word challenging, right? I wouldn't say hard, right? I would say challenging, because you're going to be presented with a new challenge every single day, right? Because, you know, we are individuals, right? We go through our day-to-day lives to where things happen and you got to learn to kind of deal with it and move on. But when you're in that relationship, you wear that. You have to bring it home, right? So the challenges are going to be there regardless of how much you've grown. You're going to be presented with new challenges. It's a matter of, let's tackle that, deal with it so it doesn't become a recurring problem in the future. And then that way, when we have a new challenge, we don't have this bottle that's just kind of just filling up and ready to explode, right? So I think the word hard makes sense. But for me, I look at it more as, hey, it's just challenging, right? But we just overcome and we continue to move forward. So,
So there's a great answer. What would you say, though, like, since that is one of the things that you've seen change over time, you know, from 2011 until now, is just that understanding piece being there. Is there anything else that sticks out in your mind of how you've seen the relationship change or grow over this long period of time till now?
Absolutely. I mean, we are getting older, right? So I think what for us, the biggest piece is that we just got to be like, hey, look, I don't want to come home and feel like I'm going to be stressed out, right? I already have a stressful enough job. So when I come home, I would like for this to be my sanctuary, right, to where I can walk home and be like, okay, I can pull my hair back, I can relax, and I can just enjoy my company, right, being my wife. So I think over the years, we just understood just, hey, look, whatever happens, external factors, leave that outside. When we come here, let's work on us, right? Let's work on building our family and moving forward, right? So forget your work family, forget your friends sometimes, right? I mean, and that's a hard thing for a lot of people to do, right? Because we're so dependent on our friends and everyone else that we forget about the person that's right in front of us, right? So for us, it's just kind of like focusing on each other a little bit more, right? Giving each other what we need, whether it's emotionally, support. I mean, as men, sometimes we forget that, hey, we also need a little bit of emotional support, right? We also need someone to pick us up every once in a while. So for us, we just continue to build on that piece, man. And I can say my wife is probably absolutely my best friend. She's my confidant. She knows things about me that my own mother doesn't know, right? But we had to build that over the years, that trust. There's been things that happened in my past that I didn't open up to her on until years later, right? But that's because she started gaining that trust. And now it's to the point where, like, it doesn't matter how minuscule or how major something is, she's the first person to run into and telling, right? So we built that trust factor over the years to where it's just peaceful. We're enjoying each other. We're enjoying our relationship. And we're just enjoying the growth that we're going through year in and year out. So,
yeah. You know, that's always a beautiful thing, because she said the same thing, funny enough. She was like, you know, my husband, that's my best friend. So that's the person that I want to tell everything to. And I've seen it in person, actually. Like, y'all have, you know, not just being in a relationship, because there's times where, you know, you can be around people and you see, like, yes, they're in a relationship. But for y'all, when I'm around y'all truly, like, enjoy each other's company. Like, y'all are true friends too. Like, not just partners, like, y'all are true friends. And I think that's an awesome thing. How have y'all been able to keep that going for so long? Cause there's so many people. I was laughing on the last episode. I was talking about, when I got into private practice, I was around the time of COVID, and I saw so many people, they got fed up with each other because they were around each other for so long. They were noticing things that they didn't notice before. For y'all to have a relationship that goes back for so long and the friendship part is still there, what would you say is the reason that y'all been able to keep that going for so long?
Funny enough, you bring up COVID. I think that was the impetus for us, right, to kind of grow our relationship. I'll be completely honest, because that gave us an opportunity to say, hey, it's me and you, right? You can't go anywhere. I can't go anywhere. And what we started finding out is that we lost some of that laughter that we used to have in the past. I mean, we'll just sit around and just watch a documentary and we'll just crack up, right? We're cuddling on the couch. We'll go sit on the deck and just hang out, having real conversations, right? And I think from there, we just started realizing, oh, we're missing the friendship part of our relationship for so long because we're focusing on so much more. And now COVID happened and then that kind of brought that back in. So for us, continuing that trend, what we try to do is just be intentional about spending time with each other. Doesn't have to be anything big. We try to take vacations every year together. Now we have the kids, so we'll go out with the kids. We'll take short trips, whether it's just going back to our hometown in Pennsylvania, whether it's just going to the mountains in Nashville, whatever, right? We just take short trips together and just make sure that we spend time with each other. We're both homebodies. We don't go out much, so that's an opportunity for us to sit down. What we used to do in the past is we'll turn the TV off every Friday night and we'll have real talk. That's what we called it, right? TV's off. She grabs a bottle of wine, grab a beer, and then we just sit down and just talk. Hey, are you happy right now? Where do we stand? What do I need to work on? And we put it all out there. Literally, I mean, sometimes this can be hard conversations, right? I mean, there's times where she said, well, I need you to step up more with the kids. Okay, I step back, I look at it, I'm like, well, the reason why you probably feel that way is because I have X, Y, and Z. Well, she's like, well, you never communicated, and now I know, right? So expectations now become fair and what I think limited, right? Boundaries. So we started setting boundaries. Right. So when I come home from work, sometimes I bring work home. I need to take another 30 minutes to finish up what I'm doing. She didn't understand that because I'm on my phone. Right. She said, why are you on your phone? You know, Lena's running around. So it became a scenario where we actually got into a little bit of a conflict over it. Right. But then the communication piece came in, that understanding piece came in. Right. hey, your job is a little bit different than mine. Most days, I'm going to bring work home because the guys that I work with are 3 hours behind me, right? They're in Utah. So when I come home at 5 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock for them. So stuff's coming in. I got to get it done, right? So the understanding piece just continues to happen and being intentional about talking to each other, letting each other know where we stand. And that way we can kind of move forward every single day. And like we talked about earlier, tackle those challenges and just present, you know, when new ones present themselves, we know how to better handle it. So just being equipped, we're just dealing with the person you were with, because I think we have to understand that we're all individuals at the end of the day, completely different people, right? Yes, we're a union, but we're different people at the same time. So we need to learn to just kind of understand that and deal with that. So.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, man, I love that, because that, you know, that right there is my, I tell people all the time, that's my favorite word in therapy, is being intentional. You hear people all the time, they talk about things that they want to improve on or goals that they want to achieve, but they're not really intentional about, all right, what does it take to get that done? Like, what is it going to take for me to improve in that area or achieve that goal? And I think in relationships, that's a very important thing, because a lot of people can say, you know, this is a relationship that I want to make work, but it's like, how does that look? And I always think of a relationship as like a partnership. Like, this is my partner that I chose to do life with. And for y'all to be able to sit down and talk about, you know, what you need, what do I need to do, all that type of stuff, I think is a very important piece. So let me ask you this, though. For you, was it hard? Like, you know, when you, so let's say when your partner's giving you feedback on things that you need, you know, to do to improve and stuff like that, in the beginning or now, like, was it hard to hear some of that stuff and not be like defensive or anything like that? Or was it an easy thing for you to just go, okay, I'm gonna try to be better in that area?
initially, you know, you feel like, whoa, I feel attacked, yeah, right? Because exactly. No one wants to hear someone point out character flaws that you have, right? Because you created a shell around yourself that you got to try to table those things, right? You don't want to talk about it. You know it's there, mm-hmm, but you don't want someone else to point it out, right? So initially it was like, well, what do you mean? Well, I try my best. Da, da, da. But it got to a point where it was like, look in the mirror, man. Maybe she's right. And once you do that, I think you come to a place of peace too. It's like, okay, I can improve, right? If the person I've spent at this point like 10 years with is telling me these things, she knows me better than anyone. Maybe I need to capitulate a little bit and give her what she needs. That way our relationship can be stronger, right? So initially, absolutely, man, it was like, I don't want to hear that. You know, you start calling your buddies like, can you believe she said this? Like, she said X, Y, and Z, right? Can you believe that? And then it got to a point where I sit back, I'm like, okay, maybe that is a character flaw of mine that I need to fix. And the cool thing about it is that you start seeing that it translates into other things in your life too, right? Your work life gets better because now you understand that, hey, look, I got to deal with things and I got to deal with things a certain way, right? Because the way you deal with your partner, I think, is the way you probably deal with other people outside of your relationship, right? So once you learn those things, maybe, I think it just strengthens you as a person. So for me, I look at it more of like, feedback to me is a blessing, right? Feedback is I no longer look at feedback as someone's attacking me, right? Or someone's trying to bring me down. I look at it as a blessing because I can't see everything that I do. I can't notice everything that I do, right? So if someone else is pointing it out, it's like, thank you, I'll work on that and I'll kind of just move forward. So yeah, feedback is tough, but it's needed.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you saying that because I 100% agree, man. I think, you know, I think that's a beautiful thing to be able to take that feedback. Because I think a lot of times, like, kind of like you said, nobody wants to hear it. And sometimes when a situation is emotional, it's hard to remember, like, this person's actually on my team. Like, they're not trying to, like, attack me or they're not against me. They're only saying this because they want to make it work or, you know, whatever. But I think a lot of times it's hard to, like, remember that when your emotions are high. You know, we're on the same team. We're not going against each other. So for you to be able to take that feedback, man, I think that's an important thing. And I think
it took some time, though. It took some time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, that is definitely a hard thing. Work through some practice. So another question that I have for you is probably one of the most important ones for me. Just because, so in my opinion, when you're in a relationship, it's only a matter, like, you're not always going to be on the same page about everything, right? Like, you're going to have times where you maybe disagree, you do that. So I think in a relationship, there's going to be some conflict at some point. And for me, when that happens, the way that you handle the conflict is a very big factor into the outcome of the relationship. You know, so for two people who can't handle the conflict well, usually, you know, that's like a toxic, or they go back and forth. Usually that ends not in a good way. And for two people, if you can be able to handle the conflict in a good way, usually that goes a long way and it helps the relationship. So for you, how has that been for you, like, to be able to handle some conflict at those times where you're not seeing eye to eye?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So what I would say to you guys is, don't always be pigheaded, right? You don't have to be right all the time. Pigheadedness is a good thing when it comes to, you know, business and whatever else. But in relationships, sometimes you have to relinquish some of your things. But what I will say is, always stand on what you believe in. You just have to navigate how to make the other person understand where you're coming from. Right. So when conflict happens, a lot of times it's just miscommunication. Right. I mean, a lot of times it's like, you're just not seeing my viewpoint and I'm refusing to relinquish how I feel right now to make you happy. So for me, it's always like, at times it's like, let me just step back. Let me digest it. I always say, take a bird's eye view, right? Take a bird's eye view, look at it, analyze it, and then come back. It's kind of like the same way before you send an email to work, right? Read it again. Make sure that your tone is right. And then you send it. So it's the same way in a relationship, right? Because it sounds like when you're passionate about something, your tone is a little bit higher, right? You're a little more animated when you're having those conversations. So I've learned to kind of just say, you know what? I'll give you a perfect example. Actually, this just recently happened. So we're watching Barbie, right? But it's not. And it's a little bit controversial, right? Yeah. It's a little controversial. So, of course, me being a guy, I'm like, I'm putting in my two cents. And she's like, pause it. She paused the movie. Hold on. What do you mean? Right, so I'm like, okay, babe, play it. We'll come back to this. And as we're watching, I'm really just taking it in. And then I'm like, hey, pause it real quick. I want to kind of just answer what you asked me a little bit earlier. And we came to an agreement that, look, we don't see this the same way. I understand what you're saying. We don't see it the same way, but I definitely understand. And I understand the challenges that relationships present when it comes to men and women. And she came back and said, okay, fine. I see that. I still don't agree with you, but we can move forward. Great. And then we had a conversation when the movie was over, when we were a little bit more calm. And I think we actually had a great dialogue about gender roles and many different things that we're not going to get into today. But yeah, so I think that's just a perfect example, right? So,
yeah. Well, listen, man, I'll tell you, I appreciate you, because me and Ashley are laughing because she brought up the same example on her episode.
Recently, example. Just happened.
Yeah, that was fresh for the both of you. I love it. But I'll tell you this, man. I think you're 100% right, man. When you're in a relationship, you have to be understanding. You have to be able. Like I said, it's in my mind, it's the definition of a partnership. It's just like if I went into a partnership in a business partnership or whatever. Like, we got to work together. And it's always, you know, us against whatever we're dealing with, whatever the issue is, whatever the topic is, whatever that, and not us against each other. So I think for you and her, like, I think that is a beautiful thing. And I definitely get a sense of the partnership that is there, the friendship, you know, how strong the relationship is. And I think that is probably why, you know, that's why the relationship has gone on for this long and it's still as strong as it has been in the beginning. So I appreciate you sharing all that. And for me, it's good to hear this from a guy. Because I think kind of just what you said about not being pig-headed and not being understanding. I think sometimes, like a lot of men, I'm not trying to generalize every man, but a lot of us, you know, we get stubborn. You know, we like to say it's like, this is our way and this is how we do things. Because a lot of us are raised, not everybody, but we were raised to be like leaders or things like that. So in a relationship, when you're trying to be a leader, sometimes you can, you know, be a little too strong-headed with your way of doing things and not be understanding. And for some people, it's hard to put yourself in another person's shoes and kind of see where that person's coming from. And it's hard, like when that's not how you operate or that's not how you see things. So I think it's great that you come on here and telling, like, from your example, from your experience, being able to be understanding and see where your partner's coming from plays a big role. So, man, we really appreciate that. And so for the last thing I'll end it on is, for anybody listening, like, what would be your advice on any kind of marriage tips, ways to, you know, have a healthy relationship or marriage? Because I already know that we covered a lot in the episode, but is there anything else that sticks out to you as any sort of advice for anybody?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think marriage or relationship is one shoe fits all, right? So just figure out the person you're dealing with. And before you make any kind of big commitment, accept the things that are going to come with it, right? So I think the mistake that I've seen a lot of men especially make is we get infatuated, right? And then we kind of ignore a lot of red flags. So I'd say do your vetting, and just know the person you're dealing with. That way, when conflict happens, you know what you're dealing with, right? So you don't want to be in a scenario where it's like, okay, this person's acting brand new, or I never knew this about you, or I didn't know that this is how your personality was. So take the time to really know a person, right? Take the time, and that takes a little bit of work. Ask the right questions. Don't be afraid to ask hard questions, right? I mean, I'm a big believer of ask the hard questions, because it's only going to alleviate the pain down the road. So for me, it's just know the person you're with. Understand how to deal with the person you're with, because conflict is going to happen, right? I think conflict is actually a good thing, right? A lot of people hear the word conflict and they just think conflict is always negative. No, conflict is good, because I think a lot of times, if you understand how to communicate with someone, positive results actually end up happening, right? And then you can actually avoid a lot of other conflicts in the future. So know the person you're with, understand the person you're with, and just enjoy each other, man. I mean, that's really what we're here for, right? Enjoy your company, enjoy the people that you're around, and I think that can take your relationship a long way. So, yeah, that'll be my advice when it comes to that.
Well, man, I think that is great advice. Fellas, for anybody listening, I hope y'all writing down some notes, because he's giving you some free game here. So, man, I really appreciate you, man. I appreciate – this is refreshing for me. This is refreshing to hear a guy that can come on here and say this, because, like I said, I think a lot of men, you know, they struggle in this area. So it's good for you to come on here, man. I can't thank you enough. You know, me and Ansley, you know, we definitely thank you for coming on here and spending some time with us, man. So –
Hey, I appreciate you guys. It's good seeing you guys again, man. Hey, look, we got to get together soon. It's been a while, so.
For sure.
Got to change that.
100% agree, man. So thank you so much. Everybody listening, I appreciate y'all for taking time out and listening to this as well. Right, State of Mind Podcast on Instagram and TikTok as always, man. I appreciate y'all for listening. Until next week, get your mind right.